3,400 USC academic workers file petition to unionize. About 3,400 graduate student workers at the University of Southern California filed a petition to form a union with the National Labor Relations Board. The Graduate Student Workers Organizing Committee said in a December 14 statement they are unionizing because they hope to negotiate higher pay and improve working conditions in the future. Graduate student workers across all departments power teaching and research at USC, the statement read. By joining the wave of academic organizing in higher education, they are seeking to raise the bar for academic workers everywhere. The group has also joined United Auto Workers, a national labor union representing 75,000 higher education workers, including the 48,000 University of California academic workers who launched the largest academic strike in history last month. The Graduate Student Workers Organizing Committee will charge members a one-time $10 initiation fee upon joining, then charge monthly dues as 1.44% of members' gross income, according to the group's website. Most dues go to a strike and defense fund to support union members who are not receiving pay while on strike, according to the website. 28% of dues go to a local union fund to recruit and educate new members and to negotiate contracts, and another 25% goes to UAW's national fund. However, the group will not charge dues until it has gone through the bargaining process and voted to approve its first contract. Just before filing the petition, the group's leaders also sent a letter signed by hundreds of graduate student workers to USC Provost Charles Zukowski and Senior Vice President Felicia A. Washington to inform them of their decision to unionize. Neither Zukowski nor Washington were immediately available for comment. USC graduate workers were partly inspired to unionize by the recent UC strikes, according to group member Maggie Davis, a teaching assistant in USC's sociology department. We have seen what our peers at the University of California and elsewhere have been able to accomplish through unionization, said Davis in a statement. We are forming a union so we can have a powerful voice and a seat at the table to work with the administration to create change here at USC. University of California postdoctoral scholars and researchers resumed work this week after ratifying a labor contract over the weekend, but 36,000 graduate student workers continue to strike. Last month, 48,000 researchers and student employees across all 10 UC campuses launched a strike, demanding, in part, pay raises due to cost of living increases. UC officials struck a tentative deal with the postdoctoral scholars and researchers November 29, who have said they would not return to work until their contracts were ratified and out of solidarity with the remaining graduate students. According to United Auto Workers, the agreement for postdoctoral scholars includes up to a 23% salary increase by October 2023, up to $2,500 in annual childcare reimbursement with annual $100 increases over the next 3 years, two-year initial appointments, and a new paid leave program with 100% pay for up to 8 weeks. The tentative agreement for academic researchers includes a pay raise of 4.5% for the first year, 3.5% in the second, third, and fourth years, and 4% in the fifth year. 8 weeks of 100% paid family leave, increased bereavement leave, and a new system to address workplace conduct and conflict resolution. The contracts will be in effect through September 30, 2027.